All right, Mike Flannery is here from Fox 32. We're talking about the last night election results, and it really is going to be interesting as we now, as at least Illinois, turns its attention toward the general election contests, and we continue to watch what's happening here on a national level, where it's all heading. And Tom Serafin is standing by right now. Who is a man who is he's gotten a few people elected in his day, and he's influenced a few elections. He's one of those guys behind the scenes, turning the dials, doing the things that that actually make these things happen. And Tom, was there anything last night that surprised you?
Well, you know, Bobby Rush. You know, Bobby Rush beat Barack Obama in the year 2000, and he beat Howard Brookins last night. People can't dislodge her from the seat. But you're probably talking about the larger national picture, right?
Yeah, well, anything. I mean,
in the Illinois picture.
Yeah, because the let's stick with Illinois, because I know you do a lot of work, you know, with the fine folks down in Springfield.
Springfield hand. Hank, you spent far too many hours hanging around the brass rail outside between the House and the Senate.
Mike Flannery was a writer for the Chicago Sun-Times in my first election, and he chased me and my candidate around the state in a Cessna. Do you remember those days, Mike?
I do. We were also in a jet helicopter, and I'll tell you, that's one of the great memories I have, because what did we do in that campaign? Your candidate took me and some other reporters. I think I was the only one who went with you and your candidate to all seven of the Lincoln-Douglas debate sites.
Oh, good.
How many people in the state of Illinois, how many people in America have been to all seven of the Lincoln-Douglas debate sites?
Even Lincoln and Douglas were barely at all seven of the Lincoln-Douglas debate sites. All right. Let's talk about how this all shakes out for Bruce Rauner, for example. Good night or bad night for him?
Well, you know, he had a good night downstate in certain legislative districts. In fact, Rich Miller talked about it in Capital Facts, but competitively with Speaker Madigan, he came in second place. Mike, the Speaker, had a wonderful night last night, especially with the Duncan in the 5th District race, where a lot of money, $5 million, is poured into that race, and Ken Duncan was soundly trounced by Juliana.
And then the Speaker, of course, withstood a lot of money being poured into his race, and a credible candidate, Jason Gonzalez.
For once, it's not five guys all by the last name of O'Malley that are running against him.
Right, and but the Speaker crushed Jason Gonzalez like a bug, and despite all the money that was poured in there by some allies of the governor. And then the other one, Tom, and I'd like to have you offer your spin to me on this one. Sam McCann, a Republican Senate freshman seeking renomination last night. The governor targeted him. The governor made videos. The governor's allies poured huge amounts of money. I mean, Donald Trump-sized huge amounts of money. Even though McCann was a deeply flawed candidate with major ethical questions, he lied about being in the Marine Corps. He filed problematic mileage reimbursements that the State Board of Elections is still investigating, and expense sheets. The governor couldn't knock him off. What in the world is going on?
Well, the unions won that race, you know, the state employees union. They poured in a lot of money. They did a lot of work. And, you know, he lost by, I think he got 18,000 votes, and the winner got 20,000 votes. It was close, but you're
yeah,
absolutely
no cigar.
Correct. Yeah, money, I mean, money. The money to the governor, this is the first time in a long time that the governor and the speaker have dabbled in each other's primaries. And, and the unions have dabbled in each other's primaries. Usually you see these kind of contests in the general election.
If I could just beg to differ with you a little bit, Tom, I mean, you'll remember that the unions did it the last time. They had a candidate. They were backing Kirk Dillard against the governor. They tried to kill the Rauner campaign in the cradle 4 years, 2 years ago. By supporting Kirk Dillard in the Republican primary.
And let me just
point out that this statewide, though. I'm talking about these smaller legislative races. I mean, there's big money spent in these local legislative races by the other party.
All right, so now as we sort of turn toward the general here, do you think that Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee? That's a yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. If he is, in fact, the Republican nominee, and I feel like Mike Monaco right now cross-examining a guy in the stand. If, in fact...
Badgered, by the way.
I know. if in fact, you know, objection denied. If in fact he is at the top of the ticket, how does that impact some of these races? How does that impact the Senate race between Tammy Duckworth and Mark Kirk?
It probably, if indeed he is the nominee, and you know, I've done a lot of shows in the last couple of days with Pat Brady, the former GOP chairman, a good guy who knows a lot of
people. Long-suffering GOP chairman.
Right, and he's a delegate now to the convention. He's convinced that they're going to fight to make sure this doesn't happen, the party regulars. But if he is on the top of the ticket, I think he pulls out more voters. I actually think, you know, people that haven't voted will start voting in this particular general election. And I don't think, as most people do, that it's going to be a Hillary walk. It's going to be a tough contest if Trump's in this race. It's going to be a tough contest.
No question. No question.
Well, I got to tell you, Tom, as you probably have heard, and, Ro, you probably have too, there are Democrats who are saying tonight, today, Mike Madigan issued one of the longest statements, post-election statements I've ever seen. It's three or four paragraphs as he claims victory against Rauner. I think that Democrats are already suggesting that they might be able to pick up some Republican seats in the collar counties and downstate.
Congressional seats.
Well, legislative House and Senate seats in Springfield. They're suggesting they may be able to pick up some of those seats if Trump is the nominee.
But let's point something out here, and this is an important thing to note, that if you look at Hillary Clinton's performance last night in Illinois, she won in the city of Chicago. She lost everywhere else.
She lost the state of Illinois to Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders carried the state of Illinois by 20,000 votes outside the city of Chicago. Hillary Clinton won the city by 55,000 votes.
Which made up the difference.
And that's why she won the state by 35,000. Now, we've seen that movie over the years
many times. He had a very strong close.
But that tells you,
a couple more days, he would have won it.
It tells you everything you need to know, though, that Hillary Clinton is not a sure thing. She has some people want to say flaws. It's just she's got some vulnerabilities as a candidate. I think that's the best way to put it. And Donald Trump, I think you're absolutely right, Tom. Donald Trump has an ability, despite, you know, the talking heads like myself in the media and all of the party regulars who are like, oh, this will never happen, or we can stop him here, we can stop him there. You can't. He went on CNN in what is one of the least presidential things he's ever done, which, by the way, is a list too big to even begin to try to catalog. He said if he doesn't get it on the first vote, and he doesn't have the 1237, doesn't get it on the first vote, but he has the most amount of delegates, there will be riots in Cleveland. Now that is, I mean, beyond reprehensible. It is so irresponsible to say stuff like that. And if he continues to say things like that, he just, you know, he's asking for it. He, you know, more and more people believe that it was actually a plan on his part to hold the rally at the UIC Pavilion, knowing that he was not going to be able to actually have it. And then whip up more support from those who feel like they're, you know, the people he's talking to are people like feeling like they have lost their America, right? This is the America they knew, that they grew up in, and it's being lost to all kinds of interests outside of their own sphere, whether it's to minorities or it's to liberals or it's to big corporate businesses, and it's all these disparate groups. And he's not talking about any specifics, and he knows not to do that. He knows if he keeps it general and he keeps people who are off their feet, not sure how to think about America in the future, wondering about that, he can do just about anything. And that is something Hillary Clinton, she'll get caught in the weeds just like her husband could. I don't see anybody in the United States beating Donald Trump for president of the United States.
Well, and let's point out the numbers. Tom, there were about 2 million Democrats who voted in the primary yesterday. But the shockaroo, and that's about where it's been over the last few years, the shockaroo was 1.4 million Republicans turned out to vote, or 1.4 million people voted in the Republican primary. And that is a 48% increase over 4 years ago and a 50% plus increase those who voted Republican in 2008 when Obama was in the Democratic primary. I mean, Donald Trump brought out people to vote for him. There were also clearly some people who took a Republican ballot to vote against him.
Yeah, but I don't think it was that many. I mean, wow. we, I think
That goes to the heart of your question, though, Ro. You asked the question about Mark Kirk. You know, I think Kirk's behind today, Dammy Duckworth, but because in a general election here in Illinois, you have more Democrats than you have Republicans. But you're making that point about Donald Trump pulling up more voters. That helps people like our incumbent Senator Mark Kirk. I think it was a matter of incompetence on the Trump campaign staff to schedule it at University of Illinois. Everybody knows that's a hotbed for organizations, the unions, and the university elite there. It was a perfect spot to do this. But I think it also backfired on the students because I think it helped the turnout. It helped Bernie Sanders here in Illinois immensely.
No question.
It was a huge outcome for him.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. All right, Tom, thank you very much. Now, I want you to get back to, you know, whatever those dials are that you have to turn and those, you know, he's on a secretive phone call.
He's the man behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, no, he's the guy that actually, you know, he's going to go whisper in somebody's ear in Springfield. He's going to get down there, and the next thing you know, something happens. I don't know what goes on. All right, Tom, thanks very much. Appreciate it, sir.
God bless you guys. Take care.
You too, Tom.